Morning, family.
Father, we just come to you and we ask you to speak now by your Spirit, Lord. As we read your word, speak to our hearts, Lord God, I pray. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you that you're here with us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning is my last preach for a while with you here. Thank you, Joey, for giving me this last opportunity. And I just want to firstly just welcome, if I can, Roger and Tracy. Welcome, guys. Lovely to have you here from California. Amazing to have you guys. What a privilege. Lovely to have you with us. Welcome. Really special to have you here. Also, welcome to Declan. So good to have you here, Dex. Love you so much. Respect you so much. Just want to honor you, Dex. Such a man of God, eh? Yeah, thank you for being an amazing friend to me and teaching me how to reach people and love people for Jesus. Thank you, Dex, man. Just want to honor you, man. Thank you. Thanks for being here today. Can we turn in our Bibles, and Bron, sorry, I didn't give you this, to Matthew chapter 25. I'm going to read in the NIV. The Lord has been here with us this morning, and there's three things in this passage of Scripture I just want to prepare you for. And then I'm going to preach. So there's three stories in Matthew 25. The first story is about the 10 virgins, and we're going to read it together now. And the message that comes from the story of the 10 virgins is keep your fire burning, keep your oil full, keep your love for Jesus alight. The second story is the parable of the talents. And we're going to read that together as well. And that, the message of the parable of the talents given by the master is be faithful with what you've been given. Be an available tool in God's tool shed. And the third one is the parable of the sheep and the goats. It's actually not a parable. It's Jesus telling us what will actually happen on the last day at judgment. And the message of the last story is a question. And it's a question, what have you done for me? Okay? So as we read Matthew 25, look out for those three things, and then I'm going to preach. So let's read it together. Matthew 25. At that time, that's the New Living Translation. I will go to your one. I will go to the New Living, just to make it easy. Okay, I don't have that either. Do you have the new NIV, Bronwyn? Let's go to the NIV. At that time, I'm going to just go. There we go. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be, and actually you can't see it, but those words are red. In other words, Jesus is speaking. You see, if I'm reading from, I switched my iPad off. Try to be clever, you know. If I read from my Bible, you see they're red. That means Jesus is speaking. Do you know that Jesus is speaking through the black or white letters as well? The whole Bible is the Word of God, right? But here Jesus is actually standing and he's teaching. And so he says, at that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. What's the difference? Five were foolish and five were. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly, I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." And the message there is, take more oil. Carry oil. Fill up your oil. Fill up your love for Jesus so that your passion will burn brightly for him. So that when he comes, you are still burning. Why? Because the risk is that our oil runs out, that our passion wanes, that our love runs dry before the end, before he comes. The next parable is from verse 14 again. So heaven is going to be, the kingdom of heaven is like the first one. But again, it's like a second story, right? So it's a multifaceted kingdom. Again, it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, and to another, 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey, and the man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. What did he do with his 5 bags? He put them to? And thank you, the two of you who answered. What did he do with the 5 bags he put them to? Work. And he gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. He took the hammer, opened the toolbox, and put it in just to keep it safe. I love you, Gavin. Will you please send me pictures every Sunday? After a long time, the master of those servants returned. Oh, hold on. So the bridegroom came and the master returned and settled accounts with them. You know, one of the main reasons why people choose not to believe in God is because they don't want accounts settled. Do you know what settling of accounts means? It means, I've given you something, what have you done with it? The day is coming. And people don't want to believe in God. They would much rather have evolved from something. There's no accountability in the universe. I can live my life like I want to. I'm going to be fine, they tell themselves. But the master came back. Verse 20, the man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said. What did he say? Master. Jesus is not just Lord. He's not just Savior. He's not just Savior. He is Savior. Thank you, Jesus, that you're my Savior. But He's not just Savior. He's Master. Master, He said, you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. The man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. Master, he said, it's interesting. He also says master. The Bible says on that day, every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess, Master, Jesus Christ is Lord. Right? Master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. So I was afraid. And I went out and I hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, well done, you good and safe and faithful. Is that what he said? But doesn't Jesus love everyone? This is what the master says. This is what Jesus says. You wicked, lazy servant. See, Joey said, Lucas, on Sunday, preach something about the love of God. You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more. And they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. And then we like to end it there. But it continues. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Okay? So that's the second story. The second parable. And then Jesus continues the third one, and this is the last one. And then I'll start preaching. Is that okay? Verse 31, when the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the angels with Him, see, this is not a parable anymore. Jesus is saying, I'm coming in my glory, and I'm bringing all the angels with me, right? He will sit on His glorious throne. He will not hang on the shameful cross. He will sit on the glorious throne. He will rule and reign. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right and the goats on His left. Then the King will say to those on His right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Why? For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Hold on, where's the, I was in the service and you put up your hand? Where's that? Or I was in worship and you felt my presence. Where is that? These seem to be extremely practical things. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me. Look at the person next to you quickly. Who is sitting next to you? Who is sitting next to you? Jesus. I can see people taking notes. Andrew, Lucas said that my wife is Jesus. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me. They also will answer, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Anybody want ice cream? Okay, so it's 12:35. That was the scripture reading. And now we're going to preach. Is that okay? So, I seeing as it's my last preach, I want to remind you of five things that are of primary importance. What we build our lives on, and what you will see modeled in the lives of the leaders here. Okay? The first one is Jesus Christ and his gospel are the context for everything. First Corinthians 15:3, the Apostle Paul says, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter and then to the 12. No, thank you. You can go and sell somewhere else now. Jesus Christ and the gospel is the backdrop for the stage of our lives. It's the background to the painting that our life will be as we live. Jesus Christ and the gospel are whom we should remember. We should rejoice in remembering him, what he has done for us, He is the foundation. He is the center. He, Jesus Christ, must be our everything. Not family, not career, not nation, not tribe, not children, not sport, not gift, not grace, not talent, not calling, not ministry, but Christ. Relationship with Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father must be everything. Of first importance. It doesn't matter. Everything else doesn't matter. Remember, there's eternity coming. Remember, there's judgment coming. It doesn't matter the size of ship you're in when the tsunami comes. They all are capsized. It doesn't matter how successful or unsuccessful you were in your business, how happy or unhappy you were in your marriage. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters but Jesus Christ. And it's only by having Him at the center that we can live in a way that the Master will be pleased. It's absolute madness to live that way. It's crazy. It goes against all the wisdom of the world and all the wisdom of man. It's embarrassing. It's a loss. It's everything counter. But it's the only way to live. And the only way to live like that is to have Him at the center. The second is very similar to the first, and that is love God. Love God. Mark chapter 12, verse 28, there's not going to be a lot more scripture. Don't worry, we've read a whole passage. But in Mark chapter 12, it says, "And one of the scribes came up and heard them disputing with one another." That was Jesus talking with the Sadducees. "And seeing that he answered them well, the scribe decided to ask Jesus something." You see, now he didn't come to test Jesus. This scribe comes with a genuine question. And he says, "Which commandment is the most important of all?" Jesus answered, "The most important is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. And the second is, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no command greater than these.' And the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher.'" Jesus said, "Thank you." No, he didn't. "You have truly said that he is one and there is no other beside him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength and to love one's neighbor as oneself is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he, the scribe, had answered wisely, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And after that, no one dared to ask Jesus any more questions. Love God. Love God. This is the parable of the virgins again, of the oil. Okay? It's not enough to attend the banquet with no oil, with no love. It's the first and the greatest. It's the only way to have peace in this world, to have peace with God and with our in our life. If you wonder, how can I have peace in life? Now the ice cream man is coming this way. "Michael, do you still do boxing?" Loving God puts everything else in its proper place. He is our source, our foundation, the rock upon which we build our lives, the constant, the anchor for our soul, the way, the truth, the life. He is the treasure in the field that we find, and then we gladly pack up our whole life into half a container. Love for Him, relationship with Him is our burning passion, our greatest joy. Love for Him is what tears the idols down. We can't tear them down with no love for God, because then it's duty. And who wants to live a dutiful life? No, we want to live a life that is burning with passion. Love for Him is where we find our identity. As sons and daughters of a Father who loves us fiercely. As people who must bear His image. Okay, so practically, how do we have Jesus at the center and be filled with love for Him? We've said this many times, but it bears saying again. Time every morning in His Word, talking to Him, being honest with Him about what you think and what you feel and what you're struggling with. Put Him first in your calendar. Daily, prioritize what He loves, His church, His people, His mission, His message. Put Him first in your life, in your schedule. Put Him first in your budget, in your giving, in your generosity, in your hosting, in your planning. Put Him first in your decisions. Put Him first in your rest and in your recreation and in your entertainment and your viewing. Put Jesus first and everything else fifth. Not even second. Honor Him first. Love Him first. Obey Him first. Speak to Him first. Consider Him first. Please Him first. Give to Him first. And now we're going to pause for 7 minutes. Bronwyn, are you ready? Let's just meditate on what.
The treasure in the field, I give everything, I give everything. You are the treasure in the field, I give everything, I give everything. You are the treasure in the field, I give everything, I give everything. You are the treasure in the field, I give everything, I give everything. You laid all things down, you gave up your cross.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord, you are the treasure in the field, Lord. We give you everything, Lord God.
All our love, all our devotion, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. So, those are the first two. The other three are much shorter. The third one is quite long, though. And Jesus answered, as part of that answer to the scribe, what the third one is. The first one is Jesus at the center. The second one is love God first. The third one is love one another. Love one another. It's the second commandment. And it is worth giving your life to. And it's very practical. Do you remember the third story in Matthew 25? On that day, the king comes and he calls each one for account. And he said, did you feed me? Did you clothe me? Did you love me? Did you visit me? Did you listen to me? Did you open your home to me? Practical. Did you give me a glass of water to drink? And it's costly. It's inconvenient. But it is worth it. What you did for the least of these, you did for me. What do I remember, I, Lucas? What do I remember with the most fondness in this last season that I've been with you here? Was it my big house? Or my fast car, or the nice food in Cape Town, or the surfing, or the sunsets? No. That's not what I remember. You know what I remember? I remember sitting in Sam and Haley's house with them, crying. I remember praying with Ricky and Rihanna in my lounge. I remember wrestling with some of the young men, not physically, wrestling with them for their holiness. I remember sharing from the heart with others about putting Jesus first above career. What are the highlights of this last season for me? What is the gold that the Lord has given me? Practical repentance. Saying sorry. Seeing restoration of broken relationships. Walking with guys through hardship and debts and abandonment. Practical love. Practical love. I remember, and I treasure, eating healthy pancakes at Ed and Janine's house with Ed. You have never seen such delicious, healthy toppings. Bananas lovingly cut. Have you ever imagined eating pancakes with Marmite and banana? Right? That's what I'm going to miss. Lord, help me with this next bit. Practically, what does it look like to love? Practically. Be who God has made you to be. And be it to the max for others. Love and serve others with it. Joey, lead well. Love well. Be vulnerable. Rely on those around you. Preach and teach with power. You're one of the best preachers I've ever heard, Joey. Show forth the glory of God in your studying of His Word and in your teaching and in your love and in your life. Congregation, follow this man. Honor this man that God has put to lead us. That's how you love Him. Make His life a joy. Be His 100%. Be behind Him, in His corner. Joey, I'm yours. Amen? Joe, Harry, be strong, be direct, be yourself, loving, funny, challenging, never hold back. Give of your whole heart, Joe. I've learned more from that man there, in how to be an elder than from anyone else. I love you, Joe. Where's Patrick with the kids? Is he with the kids? For the recording. It's okay. It's okay. Patrick, be full of passion and love and food. Let there be lots of food. And believe in people and fight for them. Gavin, bring the love and the care of Jesus to everyone you meet through His wonderful pictures that He gives you and through the wonderful love that He's put in your heart. And Donna, sorry, I was praying for all of you this morning. This is going to be long. Donna, keep listening to the Holy Spirit. And let Him speak through you, prophetically and as a mom. And open your heart to love again and again and again and again. And when it's hurt, again and again. Tanya, yo, keep praying, keep fasting. Keep teaching, keep worshiping, keep sharing your amazing cooking, and hug people a lot, because we all need a mum like you. Rosie, where's Rosie? With the kids. For the recording, Rosie, we pray for you with Patrick. Keep praying. Keep reaching the lost at the gym, in the sauna. Fight passionately to make more and more people family. Lizelle, Keep being hospitable. Opening your home and your family. Keep loving and being so wise and generous and kind. It makes such a difference. Chief and Kia. Carry the house of God in your heart, Chief. And be a father, not just in your house, but in this house. Take up your place and use the authority that the Lord has given you to lead and protect His people. Anton and Annalene, continue to be an example. In patience, in worship, through tough times, in how you submit to your leaders, in being a loving husband and father, Anton. Such an example in how you love your boys. Now I can't see. Annalene, be the great mum that you are, but to more people. You're an amazing sister and friend, an amazing listener and encourager of so many hearts. Jean and Lynn, Jean, my tall friend. No one gives me hugs like you do. I'm usually bending down, but I like your armpit. Jean, love the sheep. Pastor the sheep. Come alongside them and listen to them and care for them the way that you do. Conroy, where are you? There at the back. And Cindy. I see you, Cindy, hiding behind Taisi. Conroy, love. Thank you. Love God's people. Love God's people. And serve them. And let your home continue to shine the love of God. Cindy, keep Jesus and His word foremost in everything. And encourage the church one by one and from the front with the now word of God. Don't hold back in your prophesying. And Conroy, put Jesus first in everything and be an example of humility. Bessie, love those around you. Especially love your wife. And be a bright shining light that everyone will be drawn to. The Lord has put such love in you, such fun in you. Everyone looks to you to lead them. Don't be reticent in it. Lead. Hervé, the famous one. Hervé, be a model in humility and love like you are. And lead God's people. Take initiative. Put God's church first. Because this is what He loves. Continue to be faithful and to lead, Hervé. Mark Baker. Yeah, I love you, Mark. You know, when I came to Sunningdale, Mark came to me and he said, Lucas, let me take you surfing. And I met him at Big Bay. I'd never been in the water before, I don't think. Can't remember exactly, but it was one of my very first times. And we got there early in the morning, 6 in the morning or 5:30, and he opened his boot and he took out this thing that he called coffee, which was a bullet or something like that. Do you remember that? It's coffee with butter in it and stuff. It definitely woke me up. Mark, your desire of your heart is to be holy, and you are a holy man. Continue to be holy and hospitable and humble, and the Lord will raise you up, Mark. Michael Norgia at the back, and Jill and Kia, and ladies, forgive me, but I'm just saying what I felt from the Lord this morning. Michael, be submissive to your leaders and listen to their input and channel your passion for God into loving others and speaking with love and boldness into their lives. Love you, Michael. Ed, we spoke about the pancakes already. Love the young people, Ed. Love them. And continue to be submissive to the elders. I've just done something now. I can't see what I did. There it is. Keep holding intention what you hear from God as you follow the lead as well. Amen. JP and Kirsty, where's Japes? The new 39-year-old. JP, you give the best kisses. JP, be filled with passion for Jesus first. Keep him first. And JP and Kirsty, be the power couple for Jesus that he's made you to be. He hasn't made you into a 5-watt generator. He's made you to be a 1,000-watt generator. Don't allow life to overwhelm you, but overcome as you put him first. Jenny, thanks for the tissues. Jenny, continue being a daughter in this house. And a big sister, and a loving aunt, and continue pouring your life out and loving people. I felt the Lord say, with the measure that you use, it will be measured out to you. And you have a very big bucket. Where's Anka? With kids. And where's Michelle? Are you there? Okay, Michelle. Continue to serve others and build them up. And continue to take last place, because the last will be first. Faith. Where's Faith? Keep loving, Faith. Keep serving. Keep pouring your heart into all that you teach and serve and love. Keep being an example in everything. Sam and Auntie Haley, thank you for teaching me how to love people well. Thank you for loving me and Annie when we came and we were part of your community. Thank you for teaching me what it means to be hospitable and to spoil people with everything that you have. Thank you for welcoming us into your lives. You're such an example for me. I love you guys. Oh, keep loving people. Keep welcoming them and healing them and caring for them and spoiling them. Sydney and Delian, run and keep running with passion for Jesus in everything. And continue to be an example in all that you do. You guys are an amazing example. Alistair and Nadia, where are you guys? Nadia, where's Alistair? Away. Nadia, keep loving people and being hospitable. And pouring out your heart for others. You make such a difference, Nadia. Ricky and Rihanna, beautiful people. Yo. Keep gathering people. Keep loving them. Keep opening your home and your hearts to them. And I felt the Lord say this, Ricky, build in this house. Build up His house. And He will build yours. Todd and Lynn. Todd, don't just be a servant in God's house. Be a leader. That's what He's made you to be. And keep putting Jesus first in your business and in everything. Amen. Be a leader, Todd. We need you to be. Jordan, Harry. Love you, Jordan. Jordan, give your life and your plans to Jesus. Be a burning fire in God's hand. And share what He shows you with your family and with your friends always. He's called you to be an example to a generation of somebody who will give everything for Jesus. I'm nearly finished, guys. Nick, he's not here, eh? Fiamingo. Chris. There you are, Chris. So Chris, worship was good until you obeyed this morning. And then I was in tears with the presence of God. God has called you, He's called you, Chris, to lead in His house. Seek Him first, love Him first, obey Him first. And that heart after Him, everything else follows. There isn't enough time, but I want to talk. Where's Sage? Kids? And Kyan? Kids? Okay. Leroy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see you again soon, Leroy. Not here. Michael, Maka, Where's Maka? There you are. David, Rowan, Keenan. Where's Keenan? There you are. And Josh and Keelan. And Dylan, where's Dylan? Is he here?
Yeah.
You young men, be examples even to those who are older than you. Be examples in your love, in your faith, in your service of the house. Serve God with all that you have. This isn't a house where just the older people must be serving. Be an example, young men. Amen. Peter. Peter, trust God. Trust God. Submit to your elders. And God will provide. I felt him say, you're a man of excellence, Peter. Just in the wrong place. I told you that this morning. Gary, with a beautiful voice and the beautiful wife and the beautiful baby. Gary, I feel like the Lord says, overcome. It's time to overcome. It's time to step up to the call that God has given you. Does that make sense? Is Victor here? I'm looking where he normally sits. He's not here. Peter. Is he here? Peter Lowe. Okay. And then just two more. Is Vern here? Okay. And finally, Francois. Francois, be an example and lead and put the Lord and the church above everything else in your heart and in your priorities. Sacrifice for him, and he will be faithful to you. He will bless you beyond what you can imagine. Amen? So guys, I'm sorry for taking so long about that. And so I'm going to close now. Just an hour and a half, eh, Joe? Number one, make Jesus center. Number two, love God. Number three, love one another. And guys, I didn't not mention you because of anything. Just felt that on my heart this morning. And so the last two, the fourth one is, make the most of every opportunity. Ephesians 5 verse 15 says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time, because the days are evil. Don't be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And you know what? We never know how much time we have. We never know how long a preach will go on for. And so the time that you have, use it well. You know, 3 weeks ago, I thought I was here for the rest of my life. And now it's my last Sunday. And the question is, if you're not making the most, why? And the last point is be humble. Be humble. And James chapter 3, verse 13 to 18 says, Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. And I just want to encourage you all, be humble. Be humble, be submissive. Proverbs says, the way of fools seems right to them, but the wise listen to advice. And in this next season, as you love Jesus, as you love others, don't think that you know, or that, don't judge others. Don't look maybe at the leaders and think, I don't know if I will. Be wise and be humble and listen. Amen. And so I'd like to just end by saying thank you. Thank you to you guys for the privilege of being able to lead, to be family with you guys for this last season. I love you guys, and I really look forward to hearing great things of what the Lord is doing in your lives, and to coming back and sharing what's happening in mine. Amen. Can we pray?